saw the news flash? You got
Yeah, I just saw it 1 minute ago.
I don't
But
know.
yeah.
I didn't see it yet, I think. News flash?
Yeah.
Did I miss something?
Yeah, pretty much.
I received an email, so I thought I got the news, so I thought I'd just drop it in.
Hey, what's wrong with my computer?
Okay.
Still not.
Het lijkt me niet een goede instelling.
Ja, dat is mijn presentatie.
I think you have to change your desktop size.
Okay, everybody ready?
Not really. There is not functioning.
Alright.
Okay, where do I find this? I'm not so good display.
Display. And then settings. I'm not sure.
You read the news flash?
No.
Okay.
No, what was it?
Can we get started or is this some pressing?
Yeah, my computer is not functioning properly.
Did you plug in the power cable when you come back?
Yeah, no, but my screen is reduced in size.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Maybe I can help with screen?
Yeah.
No. Close the door.
Keep back.
Okay.
There's just one way to do that.
Okay.
Format.
Format C, yeah. So it doesn't draw the attention away.
It's just stressful.
Yeah, I know.
My own map.
No, not this, but
it's
a
task.
It does! It's stressful, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Did you change anything about this?
No,
no?
I just
okay.
Flapped it, closed it,
yeah,
took it here, and then this
it happens it's and that's the only way it's you can do it, because if you do it otherwise then...
Where was it? It's settings?
Well, call me when it's happening,
okay.
And I can help.
Alright.
So I got this.
Thank you. Do you guys like your tasks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time thinking about what I was going to do.
Yeah.
And
actually,
a couple of minutes before this, I get my function, you know,
yeah.
The information that I need.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
It's not clear what you have to
so
do.
Yeah,
I
had a whole idea and then... Just typing into that. Oh, I have to do that. So
yeah, exactly. This presentation is mainly based on my own ideas because I hadn't time to integrate that information yet.
Mm.
So
yeah,
really annoying.
Okay, you're again.
On your humble PM.
Yeah. Okay, this is the agenda. We have three presentations. I heard.
Hey.
Yeah. Really. So,
who wants to start?
Yeah, it's fine. I want to start.
Yeah.
We have to start it right away.
Yeah. This was you?
Yeah, functional requirements.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk about functional requirements. Some research has been done. Observing of 100 subjects in the usability lab using a remote control. They also fill in a questionnaire. The findings were, you can see them for yourself, they dislike the look and feel of current remote controls. You just think they're ugly. They do not match the operating behavior of the user, so they don't match what they want to have on it. They're often lost somewhere in the room. It takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. They're bad for Arrow's eye. I don't know how user can read that, but okay. There was also some research on the most relevant and irrelevant functions. Most irrelevant and less used were audio settings, mono, stereo, pitch, bass, screen settings for brightness and color and stuff like that. But they are used. I mean.
So they do need to be in the
Do need to be on the remote control. I mean, if you can't control the sound settings. I mean, if you dislike a very loud bass or something, you need to change that. So
doesn't have an equalizer.
Yeah, I mean, we can't.
Next
my
generation.
Has. we can't leave them away. Most relevant, most used functions, I mean, they speak for themselves, I guess. Power button, channel volume selection, daily text, but we can skip that because I saw the new slash, and daily text is so outdated that it's not be used anymore in the future, so forget this one. And channel setting, so for programming your channels in the right.
By the way, where did you guys get that new slash?
Yeah,
I didn't get anything.
I was wondering.
Yeah.
On the project.
Not by mail. I received mail, but you don't. So,
it's a text file in the project folder. The daily text can be skipped.
That's in the presentation.
There was some research on new features in the remote control about an LCD screen and speech recognition. Well. We got an update for the audience, or the targeted group, so it's above 40, I guess?
Below, I believe.
Or below?
Yeah, below 40.
Because that's pretty relevant.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I read.
Our current customers are in the age group 40 plus.
Yeah.
And the new product should reach new market, which is
below.
Customers below 40.
Okay, well.
So where did you get
that's in the newsletter.
That's in the newsletter. Okay, that's
okay.
Good to know. Because you see a clear distinction between the age groups concerning the features. I mean, above 40, people are not so interested in the screen or speech recognition. But below that age, they pretty much are. So I think we can build that in. We can skip this part as well because I thought I read above 40, so we could skip the features, but we just have to build them in because we find it very interesting. We have to keep all the classic functions, but make the buttons as user friendly as possible. And also, so not only the design of the buttons, but how you can push them and stuff like that, so the physical aspect of it. And I think certainly for the lower age groups, a nice design. It does not make the remote control a noticed in your room, but it's actually a part of your interior, of your design in your room. So the people can say, whoa, what's that? Well, that's my remote control. So it has to look nice and feel nice and have all the functions.
But it also needs to have corporate identity.
Yeah, so the logo has to be
present and the colors.
Present, yeah, and the colors as well.
So we can't change much of that.
Do we have?
Yeah, but I don't think that's a problem because the thing has to have a color anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Most of the time there is a brand present on it, so
yeah.
I think that's not going to affect it very, very much. But that are the consequences, the marketing part. Yes.
Okay.
It's open already, so you can use alt top to find yours. F5.
Okay.
Go, Jurgen.
Oh no. How do I?
You pressed alt F4?
No. I pressed the mouse button.
Oh, great.
that's a self-destruct button.
Yeah.
Maybe you can do it from your computer. So
yeah.
Yes. If you all go stand around the computer.
Sure.
That's nice.
Okay. Right. I had two examples.
Mm-hmm.
This one is the advanced one with a lot of options and functions and
mm-hmm.
buttons. This
yeah.
is the easy one. I think we have to combine them and merge the best functions of all examples.
Yeah.
The age is under 40.
Yeah,
yeah.
And marketing research stated that kind of users are not afraid of a lot
okay,
of functions.
Okay, so we have the option
not
for
not
more
too
functions.
Much, but yeah.
We do have to integrate the screen and
the speech recognition. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, this one we can remove for kids. It's just only for adults, so we can use some advanced options.
Yeah, from age of 16.
Yeah, but I prefer we use the basic options. You have to make them very easy, so for just zapping around the channels you can just push one button.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to use your video recorder or something else, you should use an advanced option.
Yeah, but the newsflash also stated that it should control only one device,
okay,
only
one
your
device.
Television.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I
it's pretty easy.
Easy.
No, yeah.
So
okay.
There are not extra options in this.
Okay,
case.
And
yeah.
I also we have to make it fashionable, like you said before. The basic functions. Only use the extra functions if they are really needed.
Yeah.
So maybe you can hide them or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what we can do with the screen is all the configuration options you can put that in the screen.
Yeah, make a screen menu or something.
Yeah, screen menu to do that, and then the basic function just on the device itself. So it looks very simple, and all the advanced features are hidden in the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
with
a
clear menu.
What other functionality is the screen? What does the screen do?
Low power.
Yeah.
What are there?
So what does the screen do? They said they needed it. What does it do? What do they want with the screen?
For the advanced functions, I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what they make it up.
Yeah,
so
didn't say what they want to do with
the
screen. But my guess is it's pretty handy for advanced
advanced
functions.
But
searching for channels.
Searching for channel programming then.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm almost finished. So.
Okay.
We have to watch out for the if we make it very fashionable, the functionality will go down. So we have to make a compromise between functionality and fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
Content and form. Yeah. No, that was.
That was the end.
Yeah.
The end.
Okay. Well, my presentation is a bit.
Well, you can improvise, right?
A little bit.
So we can go for it.
We can go for the look and feel of the left example, and then a screen on top of it.
All right, how do I skip page?
Just press
the
keys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was working on this before I got my information, so I was just working off the top of my head, using my common knowledge about remote controls. Well, the info on the website, which too late. So I didn't really know what kind of functions we had to put into it yet. This is basically an overview of what we discussed in our last meeting. Those were my starting points. I was working on a schedule, and I was supposed to do it like this, but then the information came and it was kind of exact with all the steps in the remote control that I had to follow, so I was trying to organize them for myself and then make the
design.
The actual design, but I never came around to do that, so I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to say about it. I mean, everything speaks for itself, I guess. I mean, you press a button, it sends a signal to a chip, which translates it into infrared signal of certain spatial
frequency.
And or temporal frequencies actually, and then through a transformer, the signal gets boosted and then sent to the receiver on the TV, and it will translate it into a function. This was actually all I got around to do. I'm too slow for this stuff.
Work harder.
Okay, should we make a list of all the functions we want?
We want to incorporate into it.
Okay,
For those that didn't see it yet, the basic new requirements of the management were no temp text, only for TV. It should be designed for use group below 40, but I don't think it's wrong if we can target the current customer group as well.
Mm.
And the corporate identity should be clear in the design of the remote. And we have to decide on the functions and on the...
Let's see, what was it?
The target group. We have to make be clear what that is.
The target group of users? Or
yeah, users.
Because it says below 40, I mean...
Yeah.
I guess
so I think it's easy, but
yeah,
it's
male and female.
Children or just
yeah, it's below 40, so we
the
can.
The marketing research
to
started on the age of 16 to 25, 25 to 35,
okay.
35 to 45, something like that. So
below 40 is okay, but you need a lower level, which to
how do you mean?
So is it from 16 to 40? Is it from 20 to 40 is
16
30.
To 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess people of 16 are quite used to technology.
Yeah.
So they adapted pretty soon, I guess.
If you have a larger public, we have more options to,
yeah,
to sell our product.
Yeah. So what we might want to do is have customized the screen functions, if you know what I mean. That
mm-hmm.
Younger users are more acquainted with these kind of machines, so they can use more advanced functions, but maybe elderly people don't understand it so well, so they need a simpler remote.
Design.
And
mm-hmm.
yeah, that you can choose what the design displays or
yeah.
whatever.
That's why I wanted to make two different groups of functions, the simple functions for the whole public,
yeah.
and the advanced options for the younger people who are
mm-hmm.
more
experience.
So, but all incorporated in the screen or just on the remote itself?
I should put the extra advanced options onto the on-screen display.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like you have a visual of the brightness with
yeah.
a kind
yeah.
of sliding bar and
yeah.
the bus and stuff
yeah.
like that for sound and visuals.
So you should have a menu for all the functions
regular.
You don't use regular,
yeah.
Which are
drawing.
Yeah.
It's not very big.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, it doesn't have line control. So. Yeah, we get there.
Yeah, well, this is basically
the remote.
Or
the remote.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, usually the power button.
On top,
I guess.
Should be easily reached with the top.
Yeah, so
yeah,
it should fit right.
Left top or right top?
Right.
Say the right.
Most people
because
right-handed,
right-handed,
so
yeah.
Maybe left-handed specialism, but okay. like here or something. Then you can put the screen like on a mobile phone, also on top, I guess.
Yeah, but if you are using the normal functions, the basic functions, you normally
do
press
it also with the top.
Yeah.
So it should be a little bit longer so that you can put your thumb also reach the middle. Or you should screen at the bottom and then you can see it very clearly.
Okay, so you have
you need
the screen
to
is below
to hold it, so
and the buttons are in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. For example, put the screen here. It's more about the functions now than the
yeah,
the
okay,
layout.
That's true. Layouts. That's
doesn't
okay.
work too well. It's not
I can help it.
Broke it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you got it. For example, if you put all the...
You want a normal piece of paper and with a pen?
Yeah.
That might be easier.
It's kind of hard. Like if you have like 10 buttons for all the channels.
near one
for flipping.
And volume control.
Yeah, that's usually like here.
Yeah.
So we have up and down for the channels,
left
and right for the volume.
And those can also be used for the menu.
Yeah, exactly. But this is really your department.
Yeah.
So we need just the functional display.
Yeah.
And
cursors. This is function.
And
if you can use the flow.
Most of the time, you have one button in the middle. It says menu.
Yeah.
And then if you press that, the screen gets activated, and then you can use these buttons to scroll up and down and left and right to go into a function, and then most of the time this menu button is also like okay to confirm a kind of action. So you scroll into it, okay, you select a function like base, you just adjust it with these two buttons, then okay to confirm, and then on each screen there should be an option to go back to an upper level, and then finally say okay exit, or one button to exit it. One time, I don't know, that's not really my department. That's more your department too.
Do we need a logo on our remote control? Or
but it should be, if the screen is here, then the logo should be like
on the left
on
top.
Top.
Yeah, but that depends on where you put the screen, but it's essential that there is a screen.
Yeah, I mean, the position of the screen is also more essential than, I mean, we look where we have space left and then put the logo over there.
Yeah. And for the speech recognition part, if you want to incorporate that, we need the microphone.
Yeah, so it should be, I mean, if you have it in your hand here, it should be on top somewhere.
Yeah, that's what we...
Why
I mean
do we want to put the display in the bottom?
No, that's not sure.
That's not
sure,
but
you need a display.
Because if you use the functions, your hand will block the display.
Yeah, okay, but that's only for the basic function. If you are going to use the advanced option, you are going to press the menu button, and then,
Yeah, I mean, a screen on top looks more
normal.
Logical to me, also because people use mobile phones, and they also
have
a screen on top.
Okay,
So you just have to reach a little bit for the power button.
Yeah.
I mean, if you grab
once it's on, it's on. You don't need
most
to have
most
it.
Of the times. If a TV is on standby, people just press the channel.
Okay, we put it on top.
Put it on. So we put this on top.
Yeah.
And then make the corporate logo like over here. RR. And the microphone. I mean, it can be very small if you look at your mobile phone. So there are some stripes, little holes.
Mm.
Maybe on the top or even on the side.
Yeah, maybe on the side. I mean.
Yeah,
if
but then it's possible that you cover it with your hand. So
true.
Yeah. Okay. So
I think
on the
top is
the best better.
But if you hold the remote like this, if you put it on the top on the side, I don't know.
Yeah.
It should be able to.
Yeah.
Depends on the sensitivity of the microphone.
We'll
I think that's okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that much. So, but the screen is on top. Which functions did we have left? I mean, this is basically numbers.
Volume,
channel up and down.
Channel up and down, and the control of the advanced options.
Yeah.
So maybe we should decide what advanced options we want to put in the LCD screen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, so we needed to integrate those sound and image options, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
so sound.
Bass.
Sound.
So we need kind of an equalizer.
Yeah, equalizer. Or if you have sound. But not too advanced. I mean, most TVs use only treble.
Yeah,
and
they're
remote control.
Yeah,
so
they're not used often, so.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to write.
Yeah.
Okay, but you have sound.
Yeah, sound.
Yeah, just.
Yeah.
You have digital. Better write it down over there.
Of course.
So you have sound.
I'm just
secretary.
Yeah.
sound, and then within sound. I guess treble and bass.
Treble bass.
We had the mono stereo option.
Yeah.
And
also.
There was something else also, and then
pitch.
Pitch.
Yeah. What pitch isn't that? Yeah, that's the height.
Yeah.
Of the tone.
The frequency is the tone. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Why would you use
mono
that?
Yeah.
People
isn't that
like
that
talk
depends
like
on the signal of the program you're watching.
Yeah.
And also the tuning part.
Programming part.
Yeah, programming. So channel programming.
So we have sound, yeah, channel programming.
And in the functionality of the
television.
No, of the remote. Do we want the buttons to make sound when you press them as a confirmation or whatever?
Yeah.
You know? I
think it gets annoying. I mean, most mobile phones use that in the beginning, but
you can disable
under
it.
The advanced option.
Yeah.
And you can put those.
It's the television itself has also the options with brightness and screen color, etc. So
contrast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people don't want to sit on their knees in front of their television, which usually only three buttons and very hard to.
So contrast.
Yeah,
contrast and brightness.
Orange.
Yeah, that are the most used, I guess.
Yeah,
if you look at your
one
monitor.
Your presentation, right? So I can
well,
just copy those.
Yeah, well, I guess it. These were the only ones, I guess.
Okay, it's easy.
Yeah.
But so we have TV options, which is all this.
Yeah,
the
button options and the LCD options.
And you have in that, the remote control options.
Yeah.
So you need two menus kind of thing.
Yeah, you have basically a button menu, which you can use directly, according to the old principle, and the LCD options are activated based on some software options that communicates with the infrared.
Yeah, with the chip and then translate.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you have an additional processor and
well
software part.
Yeah, we have power button, but that's present. Channel volume selection present. Numbers present. Yeah, audio settings, mono stereo, pitch, bass, treble, screen settings, brightness, and color.
Color.
Yeah,
contrast
is.
Yeah, I make color.
Yeah, okay, color and brightness.
Yeah.
And what you say, channel settings, so channel programming. So you have an option to start scanning all the frequencies.
Yeah, no, it's
and when it encounters one, well, it shows on your TV, and then you can. And then you can select a number. In your remote,
so
which you want to
channel
save.
Channel program
it.
Is auto-seek.
Yeah, auto-seek.
Name a channel, or
well, most TVs automatically display the name which they get through the cable.
Oh, they get automatic names.
Yeah, so you only have to choose the position on your. It
yeah,
only
you
has to match the channel frequency on your TV.
Yeah.
With the position on your TV and. Your remote.
Yeah, but can you also say I want Veronica on channel number 5 or?
If you already programmed it.
Yeah.
If you want to move it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be possible too.
How do you call that?
Yeah, how do you call that? But you should be able to browse through a list or something, which displays all the values, all the channels, which are possible. I mean, like 1, 2.
Like
30 or 90 or whatever, just browse it and then in some kind of way see if it is programmed.
Swap channels?
Yeah.
Can you call it that?
Swap channels.
Swap is a good option. Okay.
So
other functions?
Most of the time, if you swap it, let's say for example you have RTL5 on channel 5. And Veronica on channel 8, and you want to move Veronica to channel 5. Most of the times, you override the previous the previous one.
Okay. Well, that's up to
Mr.
User Interface.
It's pretty. Yeah, I mean, you have to look on the menu.
Now those are working.
On the TV,
also.
He only has to figure out how it has to look and how.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also which buttons you have to press to get a certain result.
Yeah,
the working design was to specify how the physical interaction between the components was, as I believe.
Yeah. You did your homework. But
or is it too hard to just do it all on your remote to program the channels?
No,
I don't think so, but I think the communication with the television is difficult, but that's not our part.
No,
we don't have to design the protocol, so
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so we have to figure out a way to do that easily. I mean, the auto-seeker is not a problem.
No,
you encounter a channel and then it just says, on which number do we want to save this? And you just press the number on your remote and then say confirm, okay, and then it's saved. It's easier, it's harder to, if you have already programmed it,
yeah,
to swap. So we have to think of something for that.
User interface designer can design the menu for all these functions,
yeah,
or put them on
kind of structure into layers.
Can you make a map with all the, yeah, because it's now, there are lots of documents.
Yeah. Yeah, I can. I'll just try to reorganize things. So you design the basic function menu for the LCD screen.
And the layout of the thing.
The layout of the screen.
Right. I think you can concentrate more on the button placement and the placement of the screen itself on the.
Isn't that more the user interface?
No, I think that's more in.
No, all the functional aspects of the.
Maybe more.
I think are in my department.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to know what it has to do. So if you wanna, you know, the changing the channels kind of thing is.
Okay.
Integrate,
so he's layout and your function.
Yeah.
Form function. Okay.
I think that's a good.
But do I have to make the menu layout also, or?
Yeah.
Going to do that?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think that's
your department,
yeah.
Yes. Because
we
already know what.
We have to work together.
Yeah.
If I make the
but we're not allowed.
The menu, like, I have to state which function has to be in the menu, and then you have to decide it.
Yeah.
In a way that is
okay. You are going to make a list of what functions are going to be on the screen, menu screen, and I'm going to make a nice menu.
With some layers in it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also make clear which buttons to press to get a certain result.
Yeah.
Because that's always the difficulty, every device has its own.
Yeah, well, I guess this button, the OK.
Menu OK.
Or you can incorporate two different buttons, like you have on your mobile phone. So this is only for to get in the menu or to exit it.
Mm.
And then want to confirm and want to go one
back.
Step back.
Yeah.
So it's like the save button on your mobile phone if you have a Nokia or like that, or the no button.
Mm-hmm.
To go one step back. It's only two extra buttons.
Yeah.
But if it's very clear that they are for the screen.
I think we have to make two groups. One group for the display and one group for the basic functions.
Yeah, but they're incorporated.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
but
this is used for both.
Yeah, but maybe it's not. If you're zapping with your remote control, you can press the menu button, and then you are suddenly into the
into your
display.
Screen. Okay, so you need the menu button out of here, and just
put it
under the screen.
Just group the we make these advanced functions and these the basic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we
make a line between them.
But we should place the screen on top,
right?
Well.
That's
Union's department.
Yeah.
So you just
find out.
You
and
just
and
make the
layout.
Okay.
Do we do the extra two buttons or not?
I think you should.
Yeah.
Easier if you put too many functions in one button, it gets confusing.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
So we have a menu button and
two okay and back.
Yeah.
So okay and back.
They are confirm
and
back.
Of course, the four arrows.
Yeah.
But those are still doubly used.
Should
those
we save this picture or you know?
Yeah,
I'm
not clear about the extra two buttons. We have a menu button.
Yeah.
And that just to activate the screen.
Yeah, okay.
So menu button access the menu in the LCD screen.
And then with these buttons,
you navigate.
You navigate.
Okay.
But you can also navigate the channels. And
okay,
the
so that's not.
Those are both.
Multifunctional.
Yeah.
Is it interesting for users if we put LED lights under the buttons so that if you press on the menu function that only the buttons that are used for the menu are
lit up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very good idea.
5 minutes.
All right. Yeah, that's a good idea because then it becomes clear which buttons are active now, which you can use.
Yeah, and then it's also easier to integrate several functions in one button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Anything else?
Those buttons are little.
Well,
just one thing. Should we use those two then, or only these two to scroll, and then use the two functional buttons to confirm to go into something? Oh no, we have to use this to adjust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it
bars.
Optional, because maybe you can, you know, go left, right, and up and down in one menu.
Maybe we should use this also as an OK button still, and then just only a back button.
Well, we have those buttons. We
the
use
problem
all four.
With the OK button in the middle is, sorry.
Yeah, OK.
Yeah.
Sorry, is if you're pressing up and down, you can easily press the OK once when you're not already at your.
Yeah.
So maybe make one OK button
on
and one navigation button. Yeah, with the channel and the volume. A multifunctional navigation button.
Okay, that's what we decided.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. So.
You want to close down? Huh?
Yeah, I want to close down. I have to. Sorry.
No,
yeah, it's not because I don't like you. But we have lunch break.
Already.
And then we can work for 30 minutes. And I have to write very fast to make the minutes.
Yeah.
And then we'll see.
All right. How long is the lunch break?
I don't know. Nobody told me.
Do we have to write down our stuff now or first lunch break?
No,
because
I believe that's first lunch break.
Everything in my head now, so.
Yeah. Or you can just.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I think you can put the laptop back in.
Yeah. Yes.
Time pressure.
Okay. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Sorry for my not finished presentation.
Oh, yeah, we'll kick your ass later.
Bring it on.
Cool.
I don't know if it works, but
you
saved it. Does it save automatically in the project folder? Or?
Yeah.
It's,
Okay. We'll see. Just
should
back my laptop.
Smart board. Yeah, you can open it with the pictures
in there or stuff like that. Some maps of
Yeah, I
tried
to organize it by these three.
It's just my
old
map.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't
really mind. I just put them in here.
Did you
put
some extra information in there?
Yeah, that's in the function we're going with.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just basically what it is.
Yeah, I got the bike.
You're the only one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to get kicked if I don't do it. So.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Make me proud.